The view of the distant starfield sinks towards a bright, desolate, cratery planet bearing a single moon. Rising at an askew angle like a spear, the prow of a ship cuts in front of the globe. Seemingly endless in length, the vast triangular spacecraft continues to glide upward until the planet is completely eclipsed by its dark silhouette. Four comparatively tiny ships launch from the craft and fly off with headlights agleam. The picture goes black. Flashes reveal glimpses of white body armor over black fabric joints. Helmets gleam in the flickering light, which stabilizes to reveal dozens of stormtroopers standing in two orderly columns inside a turbulent transport ship. On the planet, lights descend from the cloudy nighttime sky toward a surface of desert mesas. An orange and white droid rolls into view, composed of a domed head atop a ball-shaped body. It speeds off toward a small village of primitive huts. Inside one, an old white-bearded man hands over a leather satchel.
This will begin to make things right. I've traveled too far and seen too much to ignore the despair in the galaxy. Without the Jedi, there can be no balance in the Force.
Well, because of you, now we have a chance. The General's been after this for a long time.
But the General? To me, she is royalty.
Well, she certainly is that.
The droid enters.
We got company.
Exiting the hut, the Resistance pilot lifts a pair of quadnoculars to his eyes and sees the approaching transport ships on the horizon. He lowers the device.
You have to hide.
You have to leave.
He turns to the old man.
Go.
The pilot hesitates for a moment, then nods to his droid and hurries off. The hovering ships sweep their lights across the dusty village as its armed inhabitants take up defensive positions. The transports land amid a hail of blaster fire. Their armored facades swing open to form ramps, and stormtroopers come out firing their weapons. They swarm into the dusty village, decimating many of its defenders. The droid struggles to keep up as its master runs across hills of sand.
Come on, BB-8, hurry!
They reach an X-Wing fighter parked at a distance from the village. The pilot climbs a ladder to the open cockpit, while his droid rolls underneath the ship. A suction device lifts BB-8 into the co-piloting perch. The ship is jolted by blaster fire as two stormtroopers break off from the raid on the village and charge over.
I see him!
A blaster cannon descends from the X-Wing's underbelly and pivots toward the enemy. The pilot lays waste to them. Jumping out of the cockpit, he moves to the back of his ship and finds the rear engine panel badly damaged. Stormtroopers interrogate an alien villager. Another civilian gets thrown into a cluster of ceramic jugs, while stormtroopers wielding flamethrowers set the village ablaze. The old man moves sadly through the carnage. Back at the X-Wing, the pilot pulls an artifact from the satchel.
You take this. It's safer with you than it is with me. You get as far away from here as you can. Do you hear me? I'll come back for you. It'll be all right.
BB-8 watches him leave, then rolls off the other way. The pilot takes up a position behind a sand heap and picks off several passing stormtroopers with a blaster rifle. As one gets felled, another rushes over and kneels to his aid. He sits his wounded companion up. The hit trooper raises a hand with its glove torn away and touches his friend's helmet just before dying, leaving behind streaks of blood on the white facial armor. The survivor staggers to his feet. The blood-marked trooper jogs behind a building away from the battle. Meanwhile, the Resistance pilot lifts his gaze. An imposing shuttlecraft descends through the clouds of smoke, its broad wings tilting upward to a vertical position as it comes in for a landing. The remaining villagers are rounded up. The blood-marked trooper nods. Two others bring over the old man. Stormtroopers stand guard by the shuttlecraft as a ramp lowers from its underbelly. and a tall figure wearing a dark robe strides down it through the wind and exhaust smoke. A metallic mask obscures his face, its brow inset with ridges. Stormtroopers bring the old man before him, then take a few steps back.
Look how old you've become.
Something far worse has happened to you.
You know what I've come for.
I know where you come from. Before you called yourself Kylo Ren.
The map to Skywalker. We know you found it. And now you're going to give it to the First Order.
The First Order rose from the dark side. You did not.
I'll show you the dark side.
You may try. But you cannot deny the truth. That is your family.
You're so right.
He suddenly ignites a lightsaber with smaller perpendicular blades at the hilt and slashes the captive. As the pilot fires at him, Kylo Ren raises his hand and freezes his blast in midair. Finding himself unable to move, the Resistance fighter is grabbed by two stormtroopers, who drag him past his frozen vibrating laser blast and bring him before their leader. They throw him to his knees. The pilot glares. Kylo Ren crouches to his eye level and cocks his masked and hooded head. The pilot eyeballs him uncertainly.
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
The old man gave it to you.
This is very hard to understand you with all the...
Surgeon.
Apparatus.
The troopers yank him back to his feet and pat him down.
Nothing, sir.
Put him on board.
They roughly pull him away, crossing paths with a black-caped stormtrooper in chrome body armor.
Sir, the villagers.
Kill them all.
On my command. Fire!
The pilot witnesses an eruption of blasters as he's led up a ramp into a transport ship. The blood-marked trooper holds his weapon poised, but lowers it without firing a single shot. Heading back toward his ship, Kylo Ren suddenly stops. He turns and looks at the blood-marked trooper for a long moment, before continuing on his way. The frozen blast reanimates and strikes a nearby structure, startling the skittish stormtrooper. Three troopers destroy the X-Wing with laser cannons. From a sand dune, BB-8 sees the distant explosion. As the fireball subsides, the droid rolls off on his own through the dark, foreboding desert. The picture wipes away diagonally to a view of the sandy planet from space as the troop transports escort Kylo Ren's shuttle toward a massive Star Destroyer. The submarine-shaped transports dock in a hangar. The shackled Resistance pilot is ushered from one.
All right. All right.
He looks around in awe at the bustling hangar as he's led away. The blood-marked trooper appears. Ducking inside a transport, he removes his helmet. His smooth, dark-skinned face glistens with sweat.
FN-2187. Submit your blaster for inspection.
Yes, Captain.
And who gave you permission to remove that helmet?
I'm sorry, Captain.
Report to my division at once.
The captain heads off. A look of dread passes over her underling's face as he stands with his back to her. He puts his helmet back on. Elsewhere, a perforated hunk of metal gets yanked aside to reveal a figure wearing a face wrap and goggles, equipped with a headlamp. Tilting its head curiously, the creature removes a mechanism from inside a hatch. It drops it in a pouch at its hip, then hops along a slanted corridor of machinery, and descends on a rope through a deep chasm inside a massive, rusted metal vessel. Moving through pockets of diffused sunlight, the scavenger lands on a dusty platform and heads down a dim cavern toward an opening. A staff is strapped across the figure's back. Emerging in the desert, the scavenger pulls away its goggles and mask to reveal a pretty, feminine face.